It's time for TalkBack. TalkBack is your opportunity to communicate with us. Maybe you have an observation you'd like to share, a comment you'd like to make, or a question you'd like to pose. It really doesn't matter. We just like to hear from you. We have our usual assortment of school groups from around the state, and we'll be getting to those in just a moment. But I wanted to cover a couple of notes that came in that were kind of interesting. One from Ted, who lives in Hermantown. He said, I was listening to some recent shows and heard about shrike sightings. Later, I was sitting inside and out of the deck window saw a shrike sitting low in the forsythia bush. Got the binoculars to get a closer look and watched as it dropped down and attacked what looked like a mouse or vole. Is this common? The attack did not appear to be successful, but the shrike did appear to have blood on its breast feathers. Not uncommon here to see a shrike when the red poles come in, but no red poles yet. Never seen an actual attack before. And yeah, it is not uncommon to see shrikes attack. And I have read in the literature that approximately 1 in 10 attacks by a raptor is successful. And I don't know why it would be any different for shrikes. I suspect that probably 1 in 10 of their attacks maybe results in capturing some food. And it is the season to be watching out for these birds. They look a lot like gray jays, so they are easily confused, but if you saw them sitting side by side, you'd see that the shrike has black wings and the gray jay has gray wings, and the shrike has black markings on the head and the gray jay has none. And the other thing is that the gray jay is larger, so you would be able to tell were they sitting side by side, which they never would do because the shrike is likely to attack the gray jay as well as any other bird that got close to it. So nice day and watch out for the shrike. They do have a kind of an interesting flying habit in that they fly a bit like woodpeckers, in that they kind of swoop down low, and then as they come in to land, they always climb up to near the top of whatever object it is that they're going to land in. And if that's a tree, why, they'll go to quite close to the top of the tree before they settle in. So watch for the shrikes. And then we heard from Jan over in Warba area. I have a slab of wood with nut butter on the outside for the birds, and a little guy, sparrow-sized, has been enjoying it. I'm having trouble identifying him. Pardon me. He does creep up and down the tree trunk. He has a buff breast, but the rest of him is quite brown and black mottled. Any ideas? And I replied to Jan, does he walk down the tree from top to bottom and from bottom to top? How about its beak? Is it thin with a slight downward curve? I suspect a brown creeper. Let me know. And Jan says in reply, I should have mentioned that yes, she does go up and down the tree, which was the main identifying behavior. Could tell it was an unmodeled breast and very brown patterned body, but I couldn't see the beak. Bingo, it has to be a brown creeper. Thanks. And yeah, the brown creeper is not a common bird here in northern Minnesota, but every once in a while, one shows up in my house or your house, and you get a chance to see this wonderful bird. Arthur Cleveland Bent, in his books about birds, talks about the brown creeper. And he has a personal observation where he saw a brown creeper being chased by a hawk. And the creeper flew up into an oak tree and disappeared. And he stood still. The hawk stopped and watched and sought to find this bird. And the account that Dr. Bent takes about 10 minutes before he actually realizes that the bird is right in plain sight on the bark of the tree with its wings spread and its body just kind of plastered against the tree. And it blended in so well that neither he nor the hawk was able to discern this little brown creeper right there in plain sight. So that's another feature of the brown creeper that you might be interested in checking out. We heard from our good friend Ed down in Dallas. He said on the 4th of January, he heard the first Phoebe songs from the chickadees. And you may recall the 4th was a pretty nice warm day and sunny. And the chickadees were evidently beginning to feel a little amorous. This is about the time of year when we start to hear that Phoebe song. I haven't heard it at my house yet, but it'll come very soon. Listen for that 2 to 3 note song, Phoebe, Phoebe, Bee. And that is sort of the beginning of the dissolution of the flocks of the chickadees, but only just the beginning here in January. It'll be April before they really start to figure out who's going to pair up with whom. Ed also mentioned that his porcupine is back, has grown larger in its absence. It's been a couple of years, but it's back in the same tree, and he suspects for very good reasons that it's probably the same porcupine. I told him to take his .22 and notch the ear, and then he would know for sure, but he wasn't sure his aim was steady enough, so we'll find out how that goes.